I was out for a trail run this past weekend through the woods near my house, and a thrumming filled the air. This thrumming. Listening to the racket, the words of Margaret Atwood sprang to mind. Not The Handmaid's Tale, Atwood's dystopian novel, but from her recent book of poetry, which takes on aging, grief, and lust. She and I discussed it last fall.
There's some wonderful poems about sex. One titled Cicadas. This is about insect
sex. It's not human sex.
No, it's bugs, but it is it's steamy.
Oh, you think? I don't know what the cicadas will think of it. Just to make you laugh, Amazon UK had got this book as number one under the category of erotic poetry. And I thought, what?
Read us cicadas so people
yeah,
know.
Yeah, called so the cicadas, this. Yes. Cicadas. Finally, after 9 years of snouting through darkness, he inches up scarred bark and cuts loose the yammer of desire. The piercing one note of a jackhammer vibrating like a slow bolt of lightning splitting the air and leaving a smell like burnt tar paper. Now, it says, now, it says, now, clinging with six clawed legs, and close by, a she like a withered ear, a shed leaf, brown and veined, shivers in sync, and moves closer. This is it. Time is short. Death is near. But first, 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 in the hot sun, searing all day long in a month that has no name, this annoying noise of love, this maddening racket, this admitted song.
Oh, wow. I am never going to hear that cicada song outside my bedroom window in the same way again.
Although you may be just as annoyed by it.
I don't know. I think I'm going to be rooting for him.
It can get pretty loud.
Yeah, I'm still rooting for them. And I'm hoping Atwood's poem Cicadas might give you new perspective on the din that may be unfolding outside your window right now.